Welcome to Saha Sense, where we go over headlines of the week, sharing our in-the-weeds opinions. Joining us tonight on the program is Vesh, a security engineer and the Saha moderator, Josh Mitchell, an exploit developer, Cooper, a biohacker, our news curator, founder of the Dangerous Minds podcast, and a host of other awesome things, and me, I'm Sciatic Nerd, B-Sides SATX coordinator and podcast manager. We would like to thank our new sponsor, Dangerous Things, who delivers custom gadgetry for the discerning hacker and biohacker. So check them out, please, at dangerousthings.com. And again, if you or your organization would like to sponsor the efforts of Saha or Saha Says the podcast, please reach out to us at SATXHackers on Twitter, and we would love to talk to you and see where we can take that. And if you are interested in following up another way, you can hit us up at hashtag SATXHackers on Twitter as well. So, welcome to our live first ever on-site recording. This is us actually at the Saha meeting for November. Say hello, Vesh.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Man.
And ladies.
And Coop, how you doing, man?
I'm doing. I survived the weekend.
And did you survive? Tell us.
Well, I went to a New Worlds conference. Was there working the booth for Prophase Bio Studios and also Dangerous Minds podcast, had a number of interviews. So I've got content to edit and post. Too much.
Oh gosh, too much. Fix it in post. How about you, Vesh? How you doing?
Oh, we're gonna fix all this in post.
Oh, good lord.
No, I'm doing great. I did a Torcom presentation not that long ago. Caught a little bit of nerves, so that sucked a little bit. It wasn't like talking here, you know, where I'm kind of free form, but
sure.
Out there, you know, you're in front of people, they're judging you professionally, and it's kind of what's going to play here? What's good? And then it ends up being, you got to let them in. Sorry, we're at the Geekdom Event Center right now, so we actually have to do our own little door management here. Here comes Josh Mitchell. Hold on a second.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast. If you'd take a seat with us here, we'd love to have you participate with us this evening.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Excellent. Perfect. That's exactly right, because I'm going to have you actually here hold that up about this level when you go there, and appreciate you sitting in with us tonight. And we are missing, of course, Pinky, who is currently in the air, I think, at this point, on her way to yet another event, because apparently being a PhD student makes you go and just visit everything.
And being team captain of UTSA CCDC team.
Well, that would probably the larger reason there.
Yeah. Look, for all you girls out there who are trying to make it big in this kind of in this field, you know, Pinky's doing it right. If you've got questions and stuff, aim them towards her, because she knows what the hell she's doing.
And now when she gets all this extra attention on Twitter, she's going to ask us what we did. So I know, because at least six of you out there are listening. No, actually, I looked at the stats and we're actually getting up there. We actually have over 40 subscribers at this point, and we're up to 75 downloads a week. So thank you for that, and for listening and tuning in, and for sharing our podcast with your friends. So thanks very much for that. Now, I was interested in looking at this strange story that Vesh highlighted here for cyber SWAT teams prepping for Election Day trouble. What do you think's going on there, Vesh?
Oh, I just, you know what? I highlighted it because I loved it. And,
of course you did.
Well, I did, because it's the picture, really. It's the picture that's on the front of this this fella, Danny Spriggs.
Yeah.
And they just caught him in the most absurd moment. It's like Dennis Green when he goes, playoffs. Or no, it's Jim Mora. Playoffs. Playoffs. It's like that same look. Or Dennis Green when he's like, they are who we thought they were.
Oh, my gosh. So the real question is, you think that there's actually going to be a backlash. What kind of backlash, actually, do you think there's going to be on the 8th and events surrounding the election?
Oh, there's going to be incredible amounts of Twitter backlash, to be sure. I mean, it's Twitter. You know, they're going to be people bitching until time stands still. But, you know, the winner is who the winner is, and we're probably not going to you know, by the way, TrumpSingles.net.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be taken out.
It's still there.
Come
Doesn't
on.
Matter
it's
if
not
you
going to be there anymore.
Are you kidding? I can't escape this joke.
That will be the backlash. That website will die.
For all you frigid dames out there, TrumpSingles.net.
Why would you even? Why?
They're going to be frigid. I'm just saying.
This is what we
I thought
need.
The frigid dames went to AmishSingles.net.
Wait. When did we change to
singles? Done it.
What are we doing?
Or is it Mennonite? Mennonite would actually use the internet.
What? So can if we get you're, back to the story, please?
So if you're in Pennsylvania and you desire a date, TrumpSingles.net.
I'm concerned. Wow. I have such concerns. No,
but anyways, this is
Pennsylvania
just
a red state?
Maybe. Maybe this time around. But anyways, so this story, the cyber hack issues, it's a little bit more fear mongering. So it's from USA Today.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit of fear mongering that, you know, hey, cyber hackers.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this
as if
is
there's
the
any more
game.
Hackers out there other than cyber hackers. They're gonna steal the election. They're gonna rig the election. They're gonna position. No. Just shut up and go find a real story. I'm sorry, USA Today. This isn't a story. Nobody's going and hacking our voting machines. They're still very much analog.
Well, yeah. I mean, the world is not moved on yet. I can say with some certainty having, you know, you go over, you look at the machines. They're not new. What was that, Josh?
Don't count Russia out, Conrad.
Oh, good Lord. out of what?
Red scare.
Oh, my gosh. See, it's moments like that that make me question my sanity and why it is I do this with this team. It's actually because these are a really good group of people. You take a little on the chin there, but you... It's worth it. It is.
Double
dribble? Wait, no. So let's go and move ahead there. And actually, Coop, you were going to talk to us about that teenagers are actually the potential source of the DDoS that we experienced and not a nation state. What's that about?
Well, I just had to die laughing when I saw this article. And when I was gathering all sorts of stuff for the rundown, I just figured teenvogue.com just had to be used that way. Because, oh God, you know, they got a clip from Hackers 1995, was it?
Right.
Lovely movie, classic, totally not realistic by any freaking means, of course.
Oh, Hackers was totally realistic. I don't know what you're talking about.
So let me guess, you heard the phone booth scene? Yeah. Come on.
Oh, I love
phone
the phone
booth sitting
scenes.
Around.
Yeah. Well, you know.
With the Game Boy headset. Come on.
With Angelina Jolie, like, that's my everyday.
Yeah.
That's your everyday?
Yeah.
I believe that. Really, I do.
So back to the topic.
Like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Leave the hype.
No retainer.
Let's put away the jerkins and get back to the topic.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The news source, of course, you know, teenvogue.com. Not Trump. Singles.com.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Whoa. Though they probably should put an ad on there because, you know, course millennials want Trump, right?
So is there actually any possibility that it was literally a teen moment that caused all this to go wrong?
I have no idea. That's not my job, but I definitely think it would be a lot more hilarious than a nation state attack, practicing an attack before the election.
Okay, but it's Miko who's
just
saying fear-mongering. This was the thing that actually stands out to me. This is Miko, Hypanen, who's actually saying this and suggesting.
Is there like a mythical
chief
beast
research officer at
he sounds like a mythical
F-Secure.
Beast.
He really does sound like a mythical beast.
He is a mythical beast.
Is he a unicorn?
He actually is a bit of a unicorn. He does not come out much to say anything like this. So he's,
I mean,
he's committing to it.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot to me. I mean, because he doesn't normally come out and he doesn't just willy-nilly say things unless someone is currently turning him into a Muppet. I can't imagine how they would get him to say something he didn't want to say himself.
I see the Eagle Muppet, really. If Miko Hypanen was a Muppet, I would see the Eagle Muppet.
Swedish chef, man. Swedish chef.
So if he's a Muppet, is he, you know, like the extra member of the Scooby-Doo gang, then?
It could be. I don't know.
I see. So what I see here is rowdy teens wrecking everybody's good time yet again. I mean,
on the internet.
Random rowdy teens?
Rowdy teens.
Wait.
The 3Gs
so,
and the Wi-Fi.
So rowdy teens knocked out like the whole East Coast of the internet? So is that what we're saying?
Well, look, we're not going to dig into this. You wanted us to dig into this deeper? You want it to be an actual news show?
We're talking about the DDoS.
Oh, okay.
It's not just limited to East Coast. It's all over the U.S.
Yeah, but it worked really good down here in
London,
Texas, so it wasn't a problem.
We're blaming it on rowdy teens.
Rowdy teens.
What are you saying? They partied too hard and unplugged the Ethernet port?
We're going to take the Norm MacDonald approach to this. Rowdy teens took down
the I was going to go back to the black box with the red dot on top. They turned off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, they turned off the internet. Maybe not. So I'm actually.
I think the elders of the internet would have a problem with that.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Good. The internet. Good quote. Good. That's good. So anyway, I want to actually talk about this story from Engadget, where basically it talks about hackers having hijacked a Philips Hue light using a drone somehow. So to read the top entry into this, it says, "Surprise, the Internet of Things is a security nightmare." This is a surprise to no one, right? So anyone who was online a few weeks ago can attest to that. Now, the massive Internet blackout was caused by connected devices, and new research from White Hat hackers, White Hat hackers, not the movie, but no, White Hat hackers.
What, the company from Houston?
That's right. No, they described that basically Philips Hue smart light bulbs were a device that's been hacked and actually is people are launching attacks from it. I don't understand. They're tricking the bulbs into accepting nefarious firmware updates. And then by exploiting weakness in the touch link aspect of the Zigbee light link system, the hackers were able to bypass the built-in safeguards against remote access. And here's the big thing. From there, they extracted the global AES CCM key. Ladies and gentlemen, who puts and embeds the global key in the device for theft? I can't imagine that would have passed muster if they'd actually built in security from the ground up.
It's called an NTAC. No talent, ask class.
Yeah. Actually,
that's how these companies implement their security. They go, nobody will ever think of that. Let's do it that way. Let's derive our key off the MAC address.
Let's do a completely predictable IV.
Okay.
Well, you know,
and shared across millions and millions of devices.
Drone attacks aren't a new thing. Bishop Fox totally at Black Hat this year, 2016, in Vegas, of course. You know,
of course.
Did their highway to danger drone talk.
The drone aspect of it was the sensationalization of it.
Yeah.
But you could do this from any computer to any device. And that's why IoT is such a big problem now. Because I can plug a light bulb into any outlet in your company and own your entire network.
And that actually, while that sounds silly, and actually becomes an attack vector from whence you may launch and get the next toehold.
Because you're running an embedded Linux operating system that hasn't been updated since 5 years ago.
It's true.
Are you calling out UC Linux?
No.
I'm calling out all of them. Well, it's better than going after their stove or refrigerator that's running Android.
Well,
from
was that the one that had Pornhub on it last week on the internet?
I mean, what kind of host would you be if you can't print a GIF and burn it into my toast? You would obviously be a horrible host if I come to your business and
saying,
I would like some coffee and some toast.
You say you want an IoT controlled toaster?
If you can't print a cat meme into my toast, you're horrible. You're a horrible host.
Where I work, we don't go anywhere without being able to print your logo into toast.
Or an ASCII penis in a toast.
It's clearly secure.
You like
Cooper,
penis toast,
this
huh?
is a professional environment. We don't just print ASCII penises anymore. We run them up on marquees.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. On marquees? This isn't a form of.
I don't know the plural of marquee.
Marquee.
It's like geese's. And Mises. And
mice.
Mises.
And Mises to pieces.
Flock.
Damn
flock of seagulls.
We're going to get the flock onto the next story, which actually is basically Vesh is going to tell us about Wi-Fi getting used to track a cell phone.
Wi-Fi,
yeah, your Wi-Fi
tracking the IMSI with the Wi-Fi. So it looks like. I mean, it's hard to derive certain how they arrived to certain technical junctures with what they're posting on these news sites, interwebs. But it looks like what they did was they're passing the full IMSI in order to derive the actual calling number for caller ID in some of these things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is weird because the whole idea, and Mitchell can fill you in on this too, is the whole idea behind an IMSI is to get you a TIMSI. Your IMSI, which is tied. You have your IMSI, which is tied to your phone number, and then your TIMSI is the temporary mobile subscriber identity, which is what is supposed to be passed so that you don't get your IMSI cloned. And they've completely said, fuck that. Let's just, yeah, fuck that. Said. It's way easier just to, for the purpose of color ID to just go ahead and pass the IMSI full bore.
Oh, okay, so this is where I'm going to...
Well, it's not just color ID. It's like your back hall.
And here to translate... Authentication. Is Josh Mitchell. Here to translate.
Yeah, so your back hall, like, authentication is done through your IMSI, right? And your TIMSI is made, and it's actually, like, it's correlated to your IMSI in the back hall by your cell phone company.
I need you to explain what a
back hall
is.
Now, to prevent people from cloning your cell phone when you're connected to a local cell phone tower, that's why they have a TIMSI.
So what's a back hall?
So your back hall is when you go over from your tower, from your cell phone to your tower, and then it goes over the internet over their bullshit, horrible, like, proprietary protocol system. And you have your home location register network. Your HLR record, right? And that's where your IMSI is stored, in your HLR.
Wow.
And this internet, does it contain cats?
No, there's no cats on this internet.
And it's horrible that... So your network, say, like, I'm T-Mobile, and I'm over in Europe somewhere. Okay. They give me a TIMSI, and the TIMSI says, well, I'm with T-Mobile. Let me send that TIMSI back to T-Mobile back in the U.S.
Okay.
It does an HLR record lookup, and it associates that TIMSI with my international mobile subscriber identity SIM card, and that is directly tied to my billing.
Okay.
Tied.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of maker's mark.
Look, the man just explained to you the entirety of a GSM fucking backhaul about half a handle of Jameson in.
That's what
give
I was
him
about
some
to
respect.
Ask.
Boob shaka
waka. How much alcohol have you had, sir?
All it's the alcohol.
And that was after, so during the meeting, you explained what to us again?
All the things, dude.
RF.
So I used to have a level. There was actually a level so that I could record and keep things kind of even. So far, I'm pretty sure I've adjusted these levels so many times, I don't even know what we're doing anymore. It's awesome.
Just real quick to get back. The issue with a TIMSI is so that nobody sniffing on your local cell phone tower can spoof your cell phone.
Okay.
Because your TIMSI is a derivative of your IMSI, just like when you do a Diffie-Hellman key exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You can't derive one from the other.
Right.
However, in the back hall and in your home location register lookup, they can.
Oh.
Now, with SIP calling, what they're doing is they're just saying, fuck it, we're just going to send your IMSI.
Just in the clear.
So you can clone that and then be anybody else's.
Replay attack risk.
So you can clone anybody's cell phone. On GSM.
Nice. So it's kind of an information leak through another medium. This is like a new class of information leak, which is, if you don't get it from the cell phone connection, fuck it, go on the Wi-Fi connection and see if you can't glean it. I mean, like,
like some crazy aircrack NG level beyond
no,
that.
No, it's really not, because it's on, like, normal Wi-Fi SIP call. It's a SIP call, which
is... Yeah, standard instantiation protocol,
And it's in the clear.
This is why you burn your... SIM card. Whenever you come back,
so why have a SIM card?
Well, this isn't even. Yeah, this isn't even burn your SIM card level of. This is they've got you from the moment you start a data call.
Oh my gosh!
So
what good is that? Why not? Why isn't this a hardware backed system anymore?
Well, there
it is. That's how the TIMSI is derived.
Yeah, the TIMSI is a cryptographically similar. Like you get the concept of cryptographic derivation of. Of items like related keys, things like that.
Absolutely.
So not related key attached, but related keys where I know that this key is derived from this key, but I don't necessarily get the first secunda.
Right, because the private key is still held close to the vest, which means you can't actually do a collision or shouldn't be able to collide out very easily.
Rockstar quotes.
Okay, so... Everyone who's not following along at home, thank you for listening. We're going to move on to the next story because there's actually a dangerous precedent here. Actually, in that risk of not being able to defend against the theft of the IMSI. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's actually a much bigger issue that's bigger than this episode.
Well, you can opt out of Wi-Fi calling if you so choose. You can turn off your Wi-Fi,
chip. And your Bluetooth and your GPS.
And turn it all off when you leave your house.
And then just go home and hide under the bed with the tinfoil hat.
Yeah, that's what I do every day.
Why even own a smartphone at that point?
That's exactly what I do. Just get a flip phone
and then
day.
Use an iPad when you're at home.
Dude, jitterbug. Burner phone. Burner phone.
So now that we're all just hiding under the sheets, maybe we can talk about WikiLeaks, because, you know, that would be a little less concerning to people.
Yeah.
I love this. I love this. Julian Assange says Trump won't be allowed to win as he accuses Clinton donors of backing the rise of ISIS. I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but they literally have. She literally has. She has accepted money from donors.
So real quick, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks.
Yeah,
because they just didn't, like, last week published an article that was covered by, like, the Russian Times and published 30 minutes before the WikiLeaks dump of emails.
Oh, my God.
So
they're article, not in collusion.
So this article that we're talking about happens to come from dailymail.com.uk. Definitely not the best
source of
news.
The Daily Mail.
If you can call it news.
British news is way better at reporting American journalism than American journalists are. They were spot on with pretty much every large.
That's The Guardian, not Daily Mail.
Oh, that doesn't BBC matter.
Better. No, it does, actually.
Daily Mail is like the tabloid.
Separate issue.
The Daily Mail has a special relationship with Julian Assange. It probably does need to be pointed out. I think they were the first people to break the story, the WikiLeaks story, way back when.
Probably have the exclusive there.
I don't agree with the point of view that through electronic media, Donald Trump won't be allowed to win. I think that law of big numbers kind of trumps, quote unquote, all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But whoever the winner will be, it'll probably be legitimate. There's going to be shenanigans on both sides. But look, if you vote for a third party, I'm sorry. In this system, you're kind of throwing your vote away.
No, you're not.
Do you really want to participate in parliamentary politics where instead of, like, having a chance to change something, you spread your vote across a shitload of parties and then everybody just agrees to grow government?
But there's a different – so in a rare moment of actually talking politics in any way, shape, or form – I don't actually. I choose to avoid politics for the most part because I believe honestly that the only way to make an impact is to make the impact, is to go and actually get out and go do it, whatever it is. So if you're going to help and build the next solution, you're going to have to get out and go do it. You're just going to have to bite the bullet and go forth and help people develop the next round of policy or change. It's just not going to happen without people actually getting up and going to do it. What's up there, Vesh?
What I think about the Julian Assange thing is that he is accurate in the fact that there is a bit of a major media blockout of certain Trump things, I think, just because Hillary Clinton on the major media side is a more favored candidate. On the major media side, you know, maybe not as far as Fox News, Drudge Report, and maybe alt-right media is concerned.
Are you saying because, like, the media is more liberal?
No, so okay, hi.
They're more of a fan of the establishment.
The sky is blue? What the fuck?
Are you saying Hillary's the more establishment candidate? Yes.
Okay, hold on. Back off. Stop murdering the microphone, I beg of you. So
I thought you told me to kiss the mic.
No. Just kiss the ring. It's different. Okay, No. So you're all right.
Right around there. You got to kiss it right around here.
Okay, that's not even kosher. I'm pretty sure that's not kosher.
That's a starfish and we don't want to go anywhere near.
No, that's...
Not everybody understands who everybody's ethnicity is, Steve.
Awkward in so many ways.
So fine. Let's go back to the stories. Because in the story that you were you done actually talking about Assange?
Yeah, I really don't think. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. I'm incoming news brief here. Russia's state propaganda organ RT, previously known as Russia Today. No. Back up that. Previously known as Russia Today RT.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that cannot be the same RT that we look at from time to time.
Like retweet.
No. There's like an actual friggin' RT website.
Right.
Right? Is that Russia Today? Have we been looking up Russia Today?
See, I don't think so. So all we're right. actually... Is that supposed to be that there's a teletype sound? This just in. Go ahead.
That's so legit.
So we're going to do the police beat?
What is happening? Anyways, this was supposed to be a podcast. I'm not sure.
It
is
a podcast. Okay, so effectively, John Podesta, I think I'm hoping that this is one of the ones that delves into his satanic attendance of a
Shun
thing.
Shun the non-believer. Shun.
That's impressive, I think.
That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
No, apparently, apparently John Podesta attended like some type of ceremony that is largely within satanic circles or something like that.
Yeah.
Over the week or weekend or something. You know, we all celebrate Halloween, so.
Right.
I mean, you know me. I am a I want the world to burn supporter. And as far as this goes, I really don't care if on Halloween John Podesta attended a satanic ritual. I want the meteors to come, and if this is the way it happens, fine, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, no, but it's not the fact that, like, Podesta is, like, crazy pants. It's the fact that...
Crazy you're pants. Saying that the because Russian art, the Russians had it the Russians had
the
it first?
WikiLeaks emails 30 minutes before WikiLeaks published emails.
Can we just...
Are we saying, like, there's not collusion right there?
Can we just... Oh, my God, that RT site that we do see is Russia Today.
So okay. I'm actually just going to push to the next story since I'm pretty sure there is one in there somewhere. I think it was going to be one about a federal judge ruling that downloading IP addresses is not enough evidence as proof of identification.
Thank God.
So
finally.
Yeah, because that actually would have... No, stop it. Stop it. No. No, we will not be doing that here. So apparently in a surprisingly sane ruling, Washington District Judge Robert... I'm not going to give him a name, actually. I found that an IP address is not sufficient evidence of the identity of a copyright infringer. So the case involved B-movie Elfman, whose production company have gained notoriety through trollish attacks on people alleged to have downloaded the film over BitTorrent. So this actually is are we back in the 90s? Is Lars going to come after us?
No, CFAA, dude.
I don't even know what BitTorrent is.
Yeah, you never...
Lying sack of shit.
I'm just look. This is the first sane ruling from the district court since that whole gay thing. You know,
since that whole gay thing.
That came from a district court, right?
So
Elfman is that? That's from like fairy tale, like the anime.
Does
it involve closets?
You know what? You know what? I want to judge the merits of this case based on how good Elfman is, not so much. Oh my
go,
god!
Go images.
Why are you
go
no? Because, wait, why are you clicking that? I don't
this
think
is
that's
tragic.
Gonna be good. Are you? Are
there
you?
Is.
Oh, that's gee. So, are you sure this is a good practice for that device? Are you going to need to hang this thing out to dry? I'm hoping that's a VM you can roll back.
No, it's absolutely not. But Elfman is. I don't know if it's. I don't know what this is. I still don't know what it is. But apparently, it stars Wee Man.
What is Wee Man?
You remember Jackass, the little fella there that kicked himself in the face?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Wee Man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So he
okay,
starred.
He doesn't have a soul. I'm sorry.
So he starred. Yeah, he's tiny. He doesn't have a soul, or at least it's a smaller soul
oh
than the rest
gosh.
Of us.
So he's redheaded. What?
No, don't. Gosh.
Well, it was International Redheads Day recently.
Yes.
So anyway, but anyways, this B movie Elfman. How anybody can consider a movie with Wee Man in it a B movie is beyond me. But
well,
they sought to editorialize where none was needed.
Wasn't he in Return of the Jedi?
Was he? Well, you mean like an Ewok, you mean like his Yoda?
I thought he was an Ewok.
No, that would be Warwick Davis. Was the
well? They had more than one.
So before Disney comes after us.
At this point, you're the bigot because
you're the bigot.
No, I'm not. Oh, okay.
So, what? But anyways,
so
what
is that,
this
is that
what
the new name
means,
of this game is now you're the bigot. Is that like spin
yeah now
the
you're the bigot? Yeah right. That's how bigot. I assuage my own doubts with.
That's how you assuage your own.
Oh,
doubts.
and by the way, those
you
of you
put your lips on it.
And by the way, those of you on the internet who sit there and call me names and stuff, you have no idea what I look like. I could be a girl for all you know.
Wait a minute. People are actually...
You're a girl?
Wait, hold on. When did people start listening to the podcast so that they could actually know that you were out there? Stop. Get get that. Get no, no. I know where your power cord is.
I have a battery.
And that's what you said.
I am also on battery.
Are you on battery? Look at that.
Yeah, I actually am also on battery.
Oh, wow. That's so I do actually want to take a pause from whatever this has been to go and talk about a story, since I actually host with this company. So Weebly is the name of
you actually just admitted to that.
Yeah. Not supposed to do that?
Yeah.
No. I'm not,
I think your fly is down now.
Oh, man. Okay, well, then I'll have to delete that, too.
Zip it up. Zip it up.
Yeah, I work for your mom.
Okay, so since we're being sophomoric, okay, so this article actually from thehackernews.com. So both Foursquare and Weebly apparently have now suffered data breaches. 2016 being the year of the data breach has made almost every major company has been seen to be victim of cyber attacks, resulting in compromise of over a billion online user accounts. So Weebly and Foursquare are the latest victims of the massive data breach, joining the list of mega breaches revealed in recent months, including LinkedIn, MySpace, VK.com, Tumblr, Dropbox, and the biggest one, of course, being Yahoo.
What? That's not that many.
That's not that many?
No,
it's
so not at
it's
all.
Billions with a... Because,
like, everyone I sign up to, I give another email address.
Right, so you just keep spawning new emails.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, how do you, like, validate those? Like, when they just keep looping back through and it... Do you never validate an account then?
Ever.
Does,
never, ever.
Two-factor through text, because it's so secure.
Yeah, I do my...
So
no. GSM two-factor. That's the best way to authenticate things.
I'm not like terrified. Any kind of spoofing or replay attacks. Well, not affect it at all.
Yeah, what?
NCSC?
NCSC, I don't know.
NCSI?
MCSC.
MCSI. Are you an MCSC?
No, not at all.
You sure? So, okay, so that was actually intended to be an actual story that we could follow on, but apparently that didn't work either. So I'm going to jump down to one more that I've got here in the hopper from Gizmodo, actually, which is that the feds claim that they can enter a house and demand fingerprints to unlock everybody's phones now. And I figure this is a great story for Vesh to be around for, because anytime someone wants to, you know, literally take fingerprints and privacy-related issues... Vesh has always been a very understanding and level-headed person when it comes to handling these issues.
Really? Fuck them motherfuckers.
Fuck that bitch. You don't get to take my... No, honestly, like...
get these nuts.
That's why we have a password, and they say, I forgot.
That's it.
That's it.
All the
time.
It.
They can't get in your brain yet.
And I'm sorry, like, because you can't 3D print my fingerprints.
Oh, I actually can.
You can.
I can, of course.
Exactly.
You could actually use...
And so that's still a legitimate form of, like, identification?
I actually...
Fuck off.
I actually kind of support the, you know, as far as the fact that they can get your fingerprints through some other means. Like, I'm like, look, they can compel you for DNA. They can compel you for fingerprints and everything like that. But I really think that at the moment that they're trying to access a device using your fingerprints, that should count just as much as a password. It doesn't matter that you
should
can
be able to plead the fifth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Blink,
yeah, that should fall under
Blink.
Yeah, Cooper, you're right. That should fall under Fifth Amendment bullshit. Like, I have the right to not incriminate myself.
Well,
it doesn't matter through which that flows.
Still,
I have the
you.
Right to not incriminate myself.
But they're saying it's a Fourth Amendment right.
Yeah, no Nintendo.
That they're standing under.
No Nintendo. Yeah, no entiendo.
No
Which is actually the 75th Amendment, right?
Wait, you know... okay, so I don't know why I thought we could do this and actually be productive. It's funny.
You apparently didn't watch how much they drank tonight.
Well, yeah, it's possible. Now, I'm not saying they drank too much. That's their business, because I'm not here to police
You know
them.
What? Stop alcohol shaming people. It is 2016. It's time to stop alcohol shaming. Ladies, am I right?
Yeah. Wait, are you saying that ladies have something to do with
drinking?
You are.
No, I'm just I'm just saying that, you know, anytime somebody
drinking
has,
until
like,
they look good, what?
They
is
look
that
good
where you're
regardless.
Going?
Ladies,
I'm so
you
sorry.
Look good no matter what.
There you go. That's
just
that's
checking.
Helped
just checking.
At this point,
cool.
I'm
next
sure.
time you lodge a complaint against me, just remember this statement.
Cool story.
Hashtag Vesh has his limits of
hashtag
trying to find the right word.
Hashtag lowered expectations.
.com, .net, so .uk.
Hashtag Trump
lowered expectations.
Also sponsored by TrumpSingles.net.
Oh, yeah, TrumpSingles.net for all your frigid chick needs.
So
sponsored by Soul Glow.
Is this the part where Soul Glow?
Just let your soul glow.
Oh God!
You love it.
Yeah, how much worse can it get?
So, thanks for listening, I guess. I don't know if I just owe you a massive apology for everything that has taken place. But thank you very much if you've actually listened to this experiment. And this is an experiment. We were actually trying to see how it would go if we recorded the podcast live at Saha. We might do this once a month if we can do it maybe earlier before the actual thing starts. I don't know.
Well, based on the probability of Saha occurring on a Sunday, which is when we do the podcast, we cut the because we publish the podcast a little bit after we've recorded them.
Yeah, I try to save a week. Yeah.
Yeah, very few people know that we actually record on a Sunday because that's when everybody's here.
Right.
So Saha only occurs on a Sunday, like once every three,
during
4 months.
Superman.
Sure.
Sixth of every month.
Right. So I was actually wondering if we wanted to. So here, this will be the ultimate test. If we get people on Twitter at SATX Hackers to tell us they like the way this turned out and they want us to record every month at Saha once a month, then I'll accept that it's a possibility to schlep all the stuff so that we can try to do this again. Otherwise, this has been a fantastic second try because the very first episode was recorded on site.
It was.
And it was a tragedy in audio. Where this, I think, is going to be just painful to your ears for a different reason.
Like a midget tragedy?
Like
you can't just say midget on a podcast. This is the internet.
Hey, that's respectful.
You know, that first episode, though, thinking back, back in January.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Was anybody sober at that table?
No.
I cannot vouch.
Because I'm pretty sure we all drank.
Not a soul. Boyd, I think, brought an entire thing of whiskey.
Oh, no, it was actually Coop. Coop decided that we needed to actually loosen all the lug nuts on this thing. And I appreciate the fact that you did, because, you know, we were all very, very relaxed, medicinally relaxed.
Social lubrication is true.
So, and now that I've admitted that, way to go. Thank you for that violent reaction.
Hopefully you cut that and you fix it.
We'll fix it in post.
Well, I'll fix it before I leave.
We'll fix it in post.
Thank you again for listening to us trample through the tulips, and I don't know if there were actually any news bits this week, but please feel free to reach out with questions, comments, or other such feedback. You're welcome to find us at SATX Hackers or hashtag SATX Hackers, and maybe next week we'll actually talk about security. Thanks so much for listening.